quite miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey the sentiment of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way you brighten up my day.
I can't find the words to describe you.
It would take a million years.
It would take a million years to explain the way I feel.
You are the epitome.
You are the
down the line and name all the things that captivate my heart, but clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to say I really do appreciate the way.
Good morning, good morning. Romans 2 and 1 reads, "You, therefore, have no excuse. You will pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things." Paul's message here isn't an accusation. It's an invitation to pause. In our lives, we often see others' actions and rush to conclusions. We think, I would never do that, or they should know better. But Paul reminds us that the judgment we cast are often windows into our own struggles and limitations. At its core, this verse encourages us to look inward with honesty and self-compassion. Think of this as an opportunity for non-judgmental self-reflection. Just as a therapist gently guides someone towards self-awareness without blame, Paul's words here challenge us to confront our thoughts and actions with grace. Instead of condemning ourselves or even others, we are called to understand our shared humanity, recognizing that we too are imperfect and in need of growth. Listen, in therapy, there's this thing called conception of projection. And it's the idea that when we feel critical of someone, we may be reacting to something unresolved within ourselves. This doesn't mean that others' actions are perfect or even excusable, but rather that our judgment may tell us something about our own struggles and our own fears. So could it be that when we feel quick to judge, we are really looking for healing in our own hearts? This invites us to take a therapeutic journey inward, to explore the roots of our judgments. Where did it come from? What is our why? And when we find ourselves critical, we might ask, what is this reaction showing me about my own inner life? Listen, by turning inward instead of outward, we replace judgment with understanding and let compassion do its work. So this week, before a moment of judgment touches your thoughts or hits your lips, take a moment and ask yourself, what is this reaction showing me about my own inner life? Let us pray. God, we come to you on this morning thanking you for another day to rise and to hear and to speak, God, another day to see your glory. Now, God, as we go about our days, Lord, we're asking you to change us, work on us, move in us internally so that we can become better people in the world, that we can be people of grace and humility, people who walk the Christian walk, people who are more Christ-like than we can ever imagine. God, if we know that is the goal at the end of the day, that we remember who you are, Jesus, and what you have shown us to be, the love that you have shown, the humility that you have shown, the grace that you have shown, the non-judgmental life that you have shown. If we can go back and go through our Bible scriptures to talk to all the people who someone said you're not supposed to talk to them, God, we thank you that at one point in time, we may have been the person that you weren't supposed to talk to. So we thank you for seeing us and seeing us in different lights. We thank you for seeing us and seeing that our hearts and our minds and our thoughts, God. And even in the midst, when we begin to judge, when we begin to talk about folks, when we begin to gossip, when we begin to tell folks about themselves, let us have a moment of pause. Remind us, God, to pause, that before we say someone else's name, that we call out our own, that we look inside our own lives to see what it is that we need to work on. So the song says, change me, O Lord. Change us, God, so that we can go in the direction to be more Christ-like. And then, God, as we move about our day, in the midst of being Christ-like, let us be your hands and feet. Guide us as we continue on this journey of Christendom. Guide us to talk to people, to smile at people, to change someone's day for the better, God. Guide us to just be better people within your kingdom. And for that, God, we say thank you. So God, protect us as we go on this day. Watch over us and be with us on this Christian walk. So God, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up. For it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone have a wonderful day.